place. And after they were gone, she could heal and nourish all the other species. Got a chance to flourish.
Yeah, we might not survive climate change. But you know what? The planet will go on. We got to make a distinction here between the human-centric notions of the universe, which dominate all our thinking, even to the extent of our mystical notions about the origin of all of us and the world and the universe and everything, blah, 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 to the reality of what is really going on. Today, oddly enough, even though we didn't know Amy was going to talk about climate change, even though we didn't know climate change would be a major topic of the day, we're going to talk about climate change. Yes, this is KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial here in Portland, Oregon. This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. Abe is even now flying in on his helicopter. And I'm going to have to hold down the fort while he does that. It is an exciting day. The weather has changed. It is kind of rainy and muggy, and it is there's a slushy sensation about us all, and my feet are wet. And what can I say? This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. I can say that. This is Abe Proctor and Joe Uris. This is the number to call, 231-8187, to talk on the air. And we're going to focus on climate change, but we're also going to talk to you very seriously about the absolute necessity, if you care about this program, never mind this program, if you care about this station, to keep it alive. We need to raise a whole bunch of money because we don't get any corporate sponsorship. We don't get any United States government money. The Russians haven't paid us anything recently. The Chinese are ignoring us. You know, it's a hard slog, but you can make the difference. If you decide in your wisdom, in your heart, despite what is no doubt a very limited economic situation for many of you, if you decide to give us a mere $60, let's say $120 if you're in a generous mood, any amount, to become a member of KBOO, you will help continue this station. You will help us have the best in music programming, just about, I think, in the nation, certainly in the region, and the most important public affairs and news broadcasting in the Portland metro area. Don't be fooled. What you see on TV and is called the news is nothing like the news. What you hear on KBOO is the news. What you discover about what's going on in the world is the truth. We bring it to you. We bring it to you in a lonely, lonely society where lies and distortions and defeatism and weirdness dominate the media. But we are the beacon. And this is not an exaggeration. It's not hyperbole. We are the beacon of factual news, factual, actual, real issues. So if you care, and I think you do, we need you right now to pick up your telephone and call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And make a contribution in accordance with what you can afford. Any amount helps, a little, a lot. Make this station survive and thrive because it is so important to the Portland metropolitan area and really quite important to you. Okay, having told you that, I want to talk a little bit about what's happening right now. Because after all, if you paid attention to the regular news, you know that it got cold. Oh, it got cold. It got cold in Chicago. It got cold in New York. It got cold in Atlanta, where they didn't prepare at all. And it got cold here this last week. Ooh, well, see, there are the climate deniers, particularly in Congress, who now say,
you see, there's no real climate change. This is just the ordinary fluctuations of the ordinary environment. And there's just these naysayers and doomscriers that really wanted to persuade us not to depend on oil and natural gas and other things like that.
Okay. Here's what's going on. When you have climate change, the jet stream, that's the ever-going wind because of the turning of the planet, which flows from the west to the east, in our terms, dips down, bringing with it what's called, well, they call it an Arctic breakdown or an Arctic vortex, but it brings cold to us. And that happens periodically, irrespective of climate issues. But more importantly, and more significantly, great fluctuations of climate are part of climate change. And we have had in our history, in our own lifetimes, many times of cold in the 1970s and elsewhere, and else times we have seen this. But before I go any further, I want to ask you to join us in putting your money where my mouth is.
Hello.
Hey, Joanne. Hiya.
How are you, Joe?
Oh, I'm all lonely here.
Oh, well, we're not lonely back here because I have a lot of volunteers that are waiting to answer the phone, and we're waiting for listeners to call 877-500-5266.
Excuse me, is that 877-500-5266?
It is 877-500-5266. You're absolutely correct.
I thought so.
Yes, and in fact, we have wonderful volunteers who just can't wait to help you become a member. Joe, you know, I was talking earlier and realized that between the two of us, we've been at KBOO for well over 50 years.
Oh, my
goodness.
Just
the two of us. Imagine all the other volunteers here at KBOO who consistently volunteer their time, their energy, their talent to make sure KBOO continues to bring you quality programming like the Joe and Abe Show.
Well, wait a minute. You mean I'm not being paid to do this?
No, Joe, I thought you knew.
Oh, no!
Oh, remember what we gave you last week and the week before that and the week before that?
What, breakfast?
Love.
Ah.
877-500-5266 is the number to call so that we can share the love with you. We are one big happy family.
I prefer breakfast to love. I don't know about love.
I think love will get you through the day. Breakfast will only get you through the morning.
Aha!
877-500-5266 is the number to call. Join us. Join your community radio station. Where else would you hear a program like Joe and Abe? They have to be the most hysterical people on the planet, yet they bring you really informative information each and every week. They give you materials that you can use to then galvanize your community, your policymakers to take action. In fact, they are a model for how you can actually just have a lot of fun and yet get good information out to the public. But again, in order to keep programming like Abe and Joe, keep programming like Amy Goodman, we need to make sure that we have the resources to make that happen. And the only way we get those resources is from you. You, our listening audience.
Wait a minute. You mean you're telling me that Exxon is not giving us any money?
No Exxon.
No British Petroleum?
No British Petroleum.
No Texaco?
No Texaco. It's just you and me and hundreds and thousands of people like us who go to their phone when asked and call 877-500-5266, or they go to kboo.fm and they click the tip jar. And Joe, back to you.
Oh, well, I didn't realize that. First of all, I thought I was getting paid boku buck. I thought the money was just being held in a trust account somewhere in the Bahamas. I'm appalled. I guess I better rethink my life, my entire life. I want to get back to this climate change thing, seriously. In the winter of 76-77, the temperatures in Chicago stayed below freezing for 43 days. I just want to mention this because that was a while ago. Some of you may not have even been around those times. And it was below freezing stretches in that city and other cities in that period of time. And for 11 days this winter, it's been that cold in Chicago. And the reason why I'm using these numbers by comparison is because what's happening right now is there's a vast, I call it a conspiracy, by the energy industry and others who really don't want to change their approach. They will put out ads in the Oregonian or the New York Times or whatever saying, oh, look, we're diversifying our energy portfolio. We have wind power. We have solar power. We have wave power. We are good people. We love you. Please buy our products and don't be angry at us. But the fact of the matter is that in actuality, the the process of extracting oil and natural gas by new and more modern means, which can be very destructive, goes on apace. And that will not stop until the American people and the people of the world say enough, begin quickly and hurriedly to change the portfolio of energy. Now, it is happening in other countries. Holland leads the way, Denmark, Sweden, Iceland, all kinds of places are aware of the dangers, aware of the significance of all this, and have exploited the opportunity for their benefit and for the benefit of humankind. But the United States is stodgy, slow to change, and very, very reluctant to respond to the realities of climate change. In fact, we have a virtually biblical notion of the nature of humankind and the nature of man's role in the planet. It's not so, folks. The planet's surface is thin. The part that humans live on is very thin. The atmosphere we breathe is a thin band. It's, you know, if you were to take the entire planet and squeeze it down to the size of a basketball, the entire surface that humans use, the part with the air and the part with the trees and the part with the bushes and the animals and whatnot, would be less thick than saran wrap surrounding that basketball. That's a pretty good analogy to the situation we're in. And in fact, humans are impacting that planet. It is happening even as we speak. And it is because there is such a political force involved in denial, it is a dangerous situation beyond the actual physical dangers that it represents. When I say that, I do not want to create despair, because it's an interesting struggle, and there's a great deal of entertainment to be had in all of it. You have an important role, you out there, in making this struggle be an effective one for the interests of the whole planet, not just human beings. But if we continue to deny, if we continue to pretend it's all nonsense, if we use the argument of a cold winter or a shifting wind or a strange thing, such strange weather phenomenon, an anomaly that's within the bounds of the normal, and keep saying, oh, see, well, there's a climate change. A typical one, I can't remember the congressman's name, said, you know, as Obama was delivering his State of Union address, the minute he started talking, it started snowing in D.C. And that proves that climate change is just a myth. No, it doesn't. It proves there are ordinarily fluctuations in weather. It proves that those fluctuations are just what happens. You know, just what happens. The bigger picture is what's going on in the entire world. We are seeing desertification. I like that, desertification. A spreading of desert in northern Africa and central Africa. We are seeing, gosh, look at California. It's in a water crisis. You know what's weird about that, by the way? Cities like, I can't remember, I think Fresno is one. They don't meter their water. You pay a flat fee, and there was an attempt to meter, but the people there unwisely voted against it. So you can go all over Southern California right now, see swimming pools full of water just evaporating, green lawns that are oh so pretty, all of that happening in the context, in the direct impacting context of what is really going on. The mountains of the Sierras are almost bereft of snow. The great streams of the Colorado River system, which is, of course, the one that has the Hoover Dam, Lake Mead, are just going down and down and down. You can go anywhere in the beautiful parts of Southwest and see the reality of climate change just by looking at the lack of water in the reservoirs. The whole California system is collapsing. And you know what that's going to mean to you? And the most immediate impact is going to be that when you buy fruits and vegetables, you are going to discover, and of course your cowies if you eat meat, and your piggies, and your horse, you eat horses in this country? No, certainly not. Horses are somehow different. When you eat these sheepies, when you eat these animals' flesh, they depend upon grain that's grown in the Midwest where water is disappearing. They depend upon the water itself, and that means that there's going to be fewer of them to go to market, and they're going to be thinner, and that means, guess what? That means that it's going to cost you more. Your potatoes, your avocados, your rhubarb, All of those things are going to cost you more. And you will feel that probably this spring and summer. And you'll continue to feel it for the near future.
Yeah, the high price of rhubarb, that's really...
I worry about the high price of rhubarb.
Foremost in my mind.
You know baseball?
Yeah, I know baseball.
You know rhubarb in baseball?
No.
I see you don't know baseball. You know what we're going to do?
What are we going to do, Joe?
We're going to raise some money.
Yes, we are. We can't wait. We're so excited. But wait, before we do that, wait.
What?
I got to just send out some love to Darina and John, who are new. New.
Hey!
New.
We love new members. Yes. We really do.
And they're from Southwest Portland. But we don't want to leave Sherelle out. She's new as well.
All right.
New from Vancouver, Washington. We love new members to KBOO.
Yes.
And if you...
And old ones, too.
And old ones, too. And crankety ones, too. We like them all. Yeah,
wait a minute. Crankety?
They all call this show.
Wait, I want to know what a crankety is.
You know exactly what a crankety is.
Oh, okay.
877-500-5266. You're a little crankety yourself.
I'm a grumbler. I'm a grumbler. I'm a mumbler. I'm a rumbler.
You are... I don't know about rumbling, but...
Well, just don't put your head where my rumble is.
877-500-5266. See how excited we get people become new members of KBOO. We just all get all giddy.
And stupid. We get giddy and stupid. That's
inside.
What we do.
That's right. You really can't put a price on humor like this. Well, you probably can, but we want you to pledge more than that price.
Yeah, absolutely.
At this time.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we're talking, this is a station that's important, I believe. And
oh,
so,
yes.
$10 a month is not a lot of money. I mean, it would cost us a couple of lattes, but that would give the station $120 this year.
What does a latte cost?
Too much.
It costs at least $3. And if you do the foo-foo ones, it's like $3.50.
Excuse me, a foo-foo latte?
Foo-foo latte. Oh, yeah, because
it got fluff on top?
It does.
Man, it's got all kind of spin and stuff. And, yeah, just it's. I can't do that. I just do the regular old coffee myself.
You mean the really traditional product?
The really traditional product.
Out of the Mideast and initially, I think, Ethiopia. Actually.
They don't. Ethiopia, Africa.
Yeah.
Anyway, 877-500-5266 is the number to call to join our family.
Wait, what was that number again?
It was 877-500-5266.
Okay. I am really glad, Joanne, that you're there.
I am glad you're there.
I'm glad Abe's here, too.
I'm here. It took me a while, but I'm here.
I was wondering about Abe.
Abe just kind of slipped in.
Well, you know, there's snow and stuff.
Oh, you're such an Oregonian.
Yeah, I know.
See, you say there's climate change, but look, it snowed.
I know.
877-500-5266. And if we're just too intense, you can go online at kboo.fm and very quietly push the button at the tip jar and become a member that way. But then you'd miss all the excitement of being here in the studio with all these fabulous volunteers, with Joe and Abe and all the great excitement they bring.
Wow, I'm just ecstatic as I hear you. But who are these Jabe and Joe and Abe people? Anyway.
You can actually let some of that excitement rub off. You can come down
this is getting far too erotic.
Glittering KBOO Towers at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and make your contribution in person. You can meet us. You can meet Joanne. You can meet our room full of very, very attractive volunteers. It's really a fun place to be.
It really is. And the walls are made of gold. The tables are plated with ivory.
Move that cup away from Joe.
There's a guard at every door. It's really cool. Oh, wait, that's a bank. I'm sorry.
877-500-5266 is the magic number that will bring you into the studio.
You know, I'm not hearing a lot of ding-dong ringing there.
I'm not hearing it either.
I'm getting a little concerned. I may have to sing.
Oh, please. Please call us before Joe sings. There's no need for that. Call us before Joe.
It was funny before now, but now
it's not funny
anymore.
Save us. 877-500-5266. It could be you could make the difference between killing all of our eardrums and actually keeping KBOO on the air.
Well, when you put it that way. I mean, you know, that's not really fair. I mean,
okay,
you know.
Killing most of the eardrums.
Yeah, bending the eardrum in a manner unnatural.
877-500-5266. You know we have a lot of fun, but we are absolutely serious about the need to make sure that KBOO has the resources it needs to make it through the winter. And if you want to make sure we have those resources, join us. Become a member. Become a member during our winter membership drive. Give us a call at 877-500-5266, or you could go online at kboo.fm.
Yeah.
However you do it, it's so important that you become a member today.
Well, really, 877-500-5266. But we are talking about climate change.
Yes, we are.
There's an amazing coincidence that Amy Goodman was talking about that today. And right here in the New York Times, the most authoritative paper we have in this country, there is a piece on page D3 about the bigger picture and how climate change is really real and how terrible and dangerous it is. I, a moment ago, was talking about the fact that our food prices will probably this spring and summer go up.
I would say they have gone up and have been going up.
Yeah,
sometime.
But, you know, they're going up. It's a little incremental, but now it's going to jump.
And I want to say, if you want to call in and talk on this program, on this subject, you can do that. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. In fact, we have a caller. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, let me just get off the...
Get your...
Michael, you're a thinking conservative.
I don't say that very often to very many people. But I want to beat you up, Michael, because you said that there were no leaks in the Alaska pipeline, and I looked it up, and there were more than 30 leaks on the pipeline. So there.
And how big were those leaks?
They vary.
I don't know, but that's beside the point.
That's beside the point.
Michael, you're a thinking conservative. You believe in climate change, do you not?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, let me tell you why. I'm a computer scientist. I have a PhD.
Wait a minute. Computer science is sort of like, you know, never mind.
No, it isn't. Don't disparage the man's field.
I agree with you that it's not exactly a science. It's really a technology, but, you know.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Okay. Whatever it is, I have a PhD in it, right?
Yeah, so I got one too. I'll show you mine if you'll show me yours.
So I know stuff about computers, all right?
All right.
The theory that putting CO2 into the atmosphere causes significant and catastrophic rises in the Earth's temperature is based on computer models. So all of a sudden, this is something I know about.
Okay.
So the idea, you know, the way it goes is that CO2 is actually a very weak greenhouse gas. The theory of global warming says that the weak greenhouse gas, CO2, will cause more water to evaporate. And water is a strong greenhouse gas. So water vapor in the air will cause the global warming.
Yes. Yeah. Well, as greenhouse gases go, there are more potent gases than carbon dioxide.
But you know that...
Wait. Just let me...
All right. Go ahead. 30 seconds. Yeah.
Okay. So there's two possibilities if you get more water vapor in the air. One is that it stays as water vapor and is a greenhouse gas and causes the planet to warm. The other one is that it condenses into clouds, which are white, and they reflect sunlight, and it could actually even cause the planet to cool. Okay? Follow this?
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, good. All right. So now let's get to the climate models. The climate models do not handle clouds. They don't know how to take clouds into account in the climate models that they base this whole thing on.
Okay, I'm actually going to go with you on this, though. There's a lot of things that I would dispute, but let me just go with this.
Okay.
If, in fact, the amount of snow on the ground, for whatever reasons, is less than previously, then the question of reflection really is significant. And I want to add, if you pull away that cover from the vast amounts of tundra, which are essentially a storehouse of methane, not a small consideration, not as harmless, relatively speaking, as carbon dioxide, but a powerful greenhouse gas, you're suddenly releasing this stuff into the atmosphere. That's a major consideration that you haven't yet mentioned, but maybe you were gonna.
Well, I could just say that, like, there's two questions here. One is, is the planet warming up at the moment, or has the planet been warming up since 1970 or so? And the answer is, yeah, it has. The question is, what caused it? Because if it wasn't CO2, and the causal link between CO2 and any of these phenomena you observe has not really been established, then, you know, maybe the planet's warming up right now. The planet has warmed up in the past, too. Greenland is called Greenland because it was discovered by the Vikings during a warming period called the medieval warm period that was warmer than it is now.
There's a 98% consensus amongst peer-reviewed papers on the topic that there is a causal connection between human-produced greenhouse gases and global warming.
There was a 98% consensus among geologists that the continents didn't drift, and then all of a sudden they found out that they did. Science is not something that works by 98% consensus. It works by theories making predictions, and then you find out whether they were true or not.
I got to figure something out, though. I want to do a little meta-analysis. I enjoy arguing with you because you're a bright fellow and you use data well and so on. But I'm really curious. Do you really dispute climate change?
I really dispute that we know whether CO2 is causing it.
But I mentioned methane and you sort of blew that off.
Methane is not something that we're doing. Methane is just there. We didn't cause the methane.
No, but we have. If in fact there's a process going on that limits the amount of snow cover or ice cover, and certainly we know that the Arctic has changed a great deal and there's much less ice. We know that polar bears are dying. We know all that stuff because that's visible. We can. It's not even a computer generated model. It's real. If that's true, then the availability of that methane to move into the atmosphere is real, right?
Sure, but we don't know why any of these changes are happening. If it isn't CO2...
Okay, wait a minute, Michael. I want to go back to this. Let's say, just for the sake of argument, right, that humans have a very limited impact on climate change. But let's also agree that we have an impact on climate change. If that's true, and we are concerned about humans on Earth and other beasties on the planet, then wouldn't it make sense to do all we could to limit the impact of that, whether human-generated or not, climate change?
Well, it might.
It might?
It might if you didn't. It might if you didn't think about like the bad effects that basically saying, oh, we can't put CO2 into the atmosphere. Maybe we can't have jet planes. Maybe we can't have this. Maybe we can't have that. I mean, if CO2 isn't the culprit, then all of that isn't necessary. And it just doesn't seem to me like, given that we don't know what we're doing yet, that we should be embarked on this, you know, major reconstruction of the world's economy just because, oh, it might be CO2. There's good reasons to think that it isn't CO2 as well as reasons to think that it is. We don't know. The honest answer is we don't know.
And you said, do we don't know to an absolute certainty? Well, yes, I'll grant you that. But we know, I think, to the predominant weight of evidence suggests that if we ignore this at our peril. I think it's sort of a modern-day analog of Pascal's wager. Do you know what Pascal's wager was?
I don't.
Pascal was a...
I know who Pascal was.
Okay, a scientist from the Enlightenment era. He laid down a wager about the existence of God. He says, does God exist or not? And his wager was, well, it's probably a better idea to live your life as if God does exist, because in case you're right, then you'll have a payoff in the afterlife.
Yeah,
now, this is
and
not
you don't
an,
get sent to hell, yeah.
Right. Now, this is not an argument about whether God exists, but you can transcribe that analogy to today. Are we better off acknowledging that climate change is probably true and that humankind probably is the cause? Yes, I think it's better to orient ourselves and our civilization as if that were the case. Yes.
Well, but you know, what happens is it corrupts science, and science is something I really care
about.
Well,
it does not corrupt science. That's a red herring, Michael.
No, it's not a red herring. I mean,
are you saying that this? Wait. I know. I think you just said something that really touched a sore point for me. Are you suggesting that all of the people in the scientific community, the predominant numbers of people, and the predominant numbers of studies, are essentially corrupted by some ideological base?
No, I'm suggesting that it's become such an orthodoxy that the penalty for heresy has gotten so high that, for instance, you know who George Taylor is?
No.
George Taylor was the state climatologist until he expressed some skepticism about, you know, the kind of skepticism I'm expressing. And he immediately got removed from that position. Not because not because he did anything wrong, just because he said, well, look at this, look at that, look at the fact that the temperature measuring stations, many of them
are
places that used to be green fields and now they're parking lots, but they're still measuring them and you get this heat island effect, and he got fired for that.
Okay.
That's corrupt science.
Well, it's not corrupt science. It's corrupt. It has to do with policy issues. Yes, of course, but which are, the argument you're making is that somehow there is a process of silencing dissent on this issue, and I just really don't think that's so frequent or so significant.
Well, let me give you one good piece of evidence that there is a process like that. Okay, they call us deniers, and that word comes originally. You know, the reason it has rhetorical punch is that people used to be called Holocaust deniers. So they're painting me as a Nazi for being skeptical.
Oh, no, come on.
Your words, Michael, not ours. Listen, we're going to have to let it go there because we've got some funds to raise and we've got some other calls to take.
Yeah, and I also...
Thank you, as always.
I also have an announcement to make. I've been asked by many very nice people to remind you that on Thursday night at 6:30 at the American Friends Service Committee, Thursday night, you know, there's going to be a panel, not on climate change, but discussing the whole question of the TPP.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Trans-Pacific
Partnership.
Partnership. Yep. And I'm going to be on that panel. I'm going to talk about tariffs and stuff. And other people are going to be on the panel, people much more knowledgeable than I. And you really, really want to go over there. That's at, what, 43rd and Stark?
Yeah, somewhere is in there.
Yeah, right in there. And I hope you come, 6:30. If you get there at 7, you're still cool. It's really going to be a worthwhile event.
Joe's down with TPP.
Yeah.
That was a 90s hip-hop reference. I don't know if you got that.
I did.
No, you didn't.
No. What's TPP? What are you talking about?
That's a story for another time.
All right.
All right, coming up this morning on KBOO from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's KBOO's all-day special, the day we fight back against NSA surveillance. So at 9 o'clock, I want everybody to turn and wave to the camera. Say hello to the government spooks or a while.
We're all right. We'll beat them.
KBOO will devote the full day on February the 11th. That's today. Special day of programming on the People's Movement to take back the Internet. And what does that entail? At 9, KBOO's Jenka Soderberg speaks with Matthew Kellegrew of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. At 9:30, hear from Portland coder Thomas Schreiber about private social networking software and crypto parties. I want to learn about crypto.
I want crypto parties. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. At 10, KBOO's Chris Andre speaks.
Is that like neo orgies?
No. Chris Andre speaks with Trevor Tim of the Freedom of the Press Foundation about encryption, cryptography, and how to keep your information safe in the age of mass surveillance. At 10:30, we hear a talk by Internet activist Jacob Applebaum about the depth of NSA involvement in the governance of the Internet. And at noon, we hear speakers from the memorial of the late Internet activist Aaron Swartz. Tune in all day to hear practical steps you can take to protect your online presence and ideas on how to get involved in the fight to take back the Internet.
I think everybody should get into the street and run around and scream.
Yeah, but you can't be online. Well, I guess you could with a phone.
You could be online with the phone.
Yeah,
the
you
whole
can even
phone
document
thing
it all.
The whole phone went thing. Hey, listen, folks. This is a crucial moment in the history of this station. We have to raise money. We don't like to beg, and we don't like to whine, and we don't like to sing, which I may have to do. And we depend on you. We don't get any money from the U.S. government.
No.
From the state of Oregon.
No.
From the city of Portland.
No.
From Multnomah County.
No.
And we get no money from Exxon.
No.
We get no money from General Electric.
Mm-mm.
General Motors.
No.
Or any of the other generals. In fact, we depend on, guess what? You. And this is the moment that we have to, this is the real moment that we have to come to you and say, if you value the programming you're hearing, if you listen even occasionally, if you listen a lot, you have a moral, not a legal, but a moral obligation to keep us on the air. We're all volunteers, actually, and there's a very thin staff here. And, of course, there's all the equipment, which, guess what, you know, heat makes it break and it has to be replaced and that and that. So won't you right now, without any further ado, I love that, further ado, won't you really, seriously, call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And make a commitment to KBOO, whether it's $5 a month, whether it's $40, whether it's $10 a month, that's $120, comes out of your bank account, you'll never feel it. won't you do this now? Because this isn't some kind of prevarication. This isn't some kind of nonsense. This is true. Truly where the rubber hits the road.
I'd have to agree with everything you just said except one thing.
What's that?
I don't think it's a moral obligation.
You don't?
I don't think you're a bad person if you don't support KBOO. I think it's more an ethical question. I think it's more...
Wait a minute. Ethics and moral?
Yes. They're two different things, yes.
Really?
I think it's an ethical question. I think that it's your personal responsibility to help support something that enriches your life. It's a very simple sort of ethical calculus. If you get something from KBOO, whether you listen to our show, whether you listen to Joanne's show or the other wonderful news and public affairs program,
or music,
or Amy Goodman, or music, if it enriches your life, then you ought to support it.
And you don't think that's moral?
No.
I think that's a distinction without a difference.
No, it isn't. See,
oh, I think
you're moral.
All right, folks, you can vote on this.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Wait a minute. I want to give people an opportunity. When you make your contribution, when you call 877-500-5266, you can vote on whether it's a moral or an ethical question to support KBOO.
Yeah, it'll only cost you $100 to vote.
a minor feed. I want to take
a mere
opportunity to thank Larry.
Hey, Larry!
For renewing his membership. And Larry called us from Sheridan, Oregon. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, you know, that's a town named after a butcher of Native Americans. But never mind.
877-500-5266. I suspect many town names
would
be named after people that today we would not find appealing, but we're not going to go there today.
Oh, sorry.
We are really talking about the opportunity and the privilege to be a KBOO member.
Yes.
The opportunity is yours for the taking by calling 877-500-5266 or going online to kboo.fm. Now, we've got about $500 to raise.
Oh, my God!
In the next 20 minutes.
Holy smoke!
And that's not...
Gee whiz!
It's not a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. It's not a lot. And I know your listeners can make this happen.
I hope so.
We could have five people call with $100 contributions.
Woo!
We could have people call and decide that $12.50 a month would be good for them to come out of their checking account with an electronic fund transfer. That would work out to $150. And maybe there's actually someone out there who wants to call and actually just say, you know, I'll do $50 a month, and that'll work out to $600 in a year.
It's entirely possible. In fact, I'm believing that it's likely. I honestly think that our audience, not just our audience here for the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show, but our audience at KBOO recognizes the incredible value of this station in their lives.
Absolutely. And people are calling now. If you call and the line is busy, please just call right back because our volunteers are working very hard. When you call 877-500-5266. $500 is not a lot to raise in the next 17 minutes.
No.
It can be done.
It shall be done.
And we do it on a regular basis. I mean, what happens is people get so involved in the Joe and Abe show, they forget to call. But now, since we're encouraging them to do that.
And we're getting more and more boring, it ought to be easy.
We're just that magnetic and that
compelling. You know what the Pharaoh said, so I have said, let it be done.
So shall it be. Yes. And the number again is 877-500-5266. Don't make me have to use the...
Oh, not the cowbell.
Yes, the cowbell.
As the great Will Ferrell once said, more cowbell.
I do want an explanation as to how we ended up with cowbells.
Yeah, what's the deal with the cowbell anyway?
Another day. Today.
What? You leave us hanging?
Another day. I heard the story, but it's not for
Not for the
broadcast.
Children. Yeah, not for the
not
children.
Not for public broadcasting,
okay.
Exactly.
All right, I just want to remind people, 877-500-5266. You can stop this nonsense today.
Yeah, things just got weird, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, very weird. 877-500-5266.
Yes, again, the number is 877-500-5266. Your support of Community Radio matters. And you becoming a member, joining us, becoming part of the KBOO family matters. And it matters now if you go to the phone and call 877-500-5266. And even though the lines are really, really busy right now.
Keep calling.
Keep calling.
Keep calling.
Or, can do it.
Or go online to KBOO.FM.
That's true. No waiting.
And then you
step
can like,
right up.
Step to the front of the line.
Yeah, really. And I might add that we are the only station on the air anywhere in the world that uses a cowbell. Really, we the cowbell people.
I suspect that someone's going to call and challenge.
We yes, are the cowbell.
But hopefully,
we verify that.
Hopefully, they will call 877-500-5266. You can feel the excitement in the room.
And I want to say, I don't think the people that call are cows.
No.
Or bulls.
Or bells.
But here, I offer you this deal right now.
Oh, a deal.
If you call up right now and pledge $500, Joanne will tell you the story of why cowbells came to be.
And if she doesn't know it, she'll
for
make it up.
$500.
$500. Mere bagatelle. I love saying bagatelle.
That's a deal. I can support that deal.
All right. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
And if you call quickly, we believe that Joe will not try to sing.
Well, I may. I may have to
again.
Sing. I know the song.
It's 8.
That will make everybody.
I bet it's 8, 7. 7-500-5266.
And we won't even hypnotize you.
No.
It'll be a free will offering, as they say in church.
We won't hypnotize you. We just want to join. You want you to join our family. This is a family effort. This is entertainment. This is public affairs.
This is music.
This
music,
is
music.
News. This is music. This is Amy Goodman. This is the opportunity to support your community radio station.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, we love the fact that the phones are ringing off the hook, because that means that you are responding to the charge of becoming a member of KBOO.
See, now, off the hook, that's a reference to this terrible punishment that used to be inflicted on people. And I'm not going to tell you about that, because that's not for daytime.
But for $500, Joe will tell you the story.
Well, it's definitely a demographic thing, because when you say off the hook to me, that's like cool. That's like,
yeah.
That's happening.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like that's yep. Yeah, that's like what's going on.
When I was a child, phones were on the wall and they had a hook. So there.
And they had a circular rotating thing. But
yeah,
that's
they had this
story.
Thing called a dial. There was a thing called a dial tone.
877-500-5266. I loved all the excitement of the volunteers.
And there wasn't any William Tell overture to tell you that the phone was ringing.
Oh, you mean there wasn't the two cans with the string in the middle when were a kid?
No, they took away the string.
They took the string away. Wait, must have been
just,
a depression
just,
time.
Right, you just talked into an old tin can.
Times were hard on the Uris Ranch back in the day.
When I was a child, we used to have to go uphill both ways to school. All right, now, Leah, really, we've got to be very serious here. You know, you out there are ethically challenged here. We believe
that is Joe's statement only. None of us agree with this.
I believe that you know the value of this station, and silliness is not perhaps its key element. But 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 is the key to happiness. It's not hyperbole.
Well,
it's true. It's like an intellectual orgasm. All you have to
do.
That's really quite a statement. You're not going to go there, are you, Joanne?
I'm not going to go there at all. I'm just going to pretend that
didn't happen. But for $500, Joe will explain that statement to you.
No, I will not.
But what I was gonna,
I can't justify that.
What I was going to say.
Go ahead.
Is that our volunteers are working hard back here. The phones are ringing off the hook. The community is responding to this request. And I want to correct something Joe said earlier.
Oh, my. This
is not a problem raising money. I can raise money for things I believe in, right? If I was raising money for myself, I'd have a little hard time telling people to give me money.
Oh, but I wouldn't.
But when I ask people,
I'd say give Joanne money. I'd say that.
Well,
go
see,
ahead.
That would be easier to say, right?
Yes.
But for me, asking
no
for money for KBOO is asking for money for something that I absolutely support. And I support it with my time. I support it with my money. I support it with my activism. And I want to encourage you to become a supporter of KBOO with your membership.
Well, you're right.
When we ask for membership, we're not begging for money.
No, certainly not.
We are asking you to join a community of fellow activists, music lovers, public affairs gurus, to actually make sure that this statement continues to bring you the kind of quality programming.
And in fact, you know what? I want to say this because it's really important. If you listen to regular television news or radio news on regular stations, including the unmentionable public one, I will just tell you that they lie and we don't. Hello? Give us your money, and we'll continue to tell you the truth. It's as simple as that. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266.
And what we know about mainstream media is that they tend to only read the press releases that they get into their media room. And so,
wait a minute, what's a media room?
Well, you know, the Portland police, they have an office called the Public Information Office.
Oh, yeah.
That daily sends press releases out to the media.
Yes.
And because most media don't do investigative reporting anymore, they just print those press releases as if they're news.
You know,
so
that's really true.
Stenographers for the centers of power. Good that's morning, right. Dear listener.
Hey.
This is Sam joining you all here.
Hi,
with
Sam.
Joanne. Hey, Abe. Hey, Joe. Now, dig this.
Dig Paulina. This? What are you, some kind of 60s hippie? Dig this. Like,
Paulina.
Wow, man.
Paulina. Thank you, Paulina, in Forest Grove for renewing your membership.
Paulina. Hey.
Not just renewing her membership, but actually she's a sustaining member, but decided it was worthwhile to throw a little extra in the pot.
That's what
Yay.
We're talking about.
And she's calling out Michael to become a member.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, you know, is Michael a member?
I don't know.
She says Michael has gotten a lot of time for free, and it's time for him
yeah,
to put a little
Michael,
something to give a little
you
back.
Slacker.
So, Michael, call 877-500-5266 and let us welcome you into the KBOO family.
There
right.
You go.
We welcome diversity of all sorts. Including
and
Holocaust deniers. And, no, that's not true.
And we love.
No. That's not true. I lied.
We absolutely love when people challenge their friends and their partners to join the KBOO family by calling 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Call us and challenge your friend to become a member of the KBOO family.
Yeah, and I seriously wish that people who were conservative, who often find our programming far too left or liberal, would also make memberships, because then we do actually make an effort to give such folk an opportunity.
That's true, and we have a good time with them. And I also have to mention this. We're making KBOO membership sound very warm and fuzzy, which it is, but it doesn't end there. If your KBOO membership card, which you will receive in the mail, is good for discounts with like-minded businesses across this city. Goods yes. and services will be offered to you at a discount because those people, those proprietors, also believe in KBOO and what it means to this community. And there's more. If all this good feeling and savings isn't enough for you, we've got stuff.
We got
have swag.
Swag.
We have
loot.
Shirts and mugs and books and recordings and all kinds of other bribes to help you become a member of KBOO.
Well,
it's true.
It's true. It's absolutely true. And I want to add that if you have lost the number, we're going to help you. 877-500-5266.
You know, we've had quite a few people hanging on the line to talk on this program. You know what to do. Call up, make a pledge to KBOO, but let's go to our callers right now. Barth, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Listen, if Joe sings, you know, it's only funny until someone gets hurt.
Exactly.
So I think people are stepping up and responding to this entreaty.
Entreaty?
Yeah, that's right. People are negotiating with terrorists. That's what's happening right now.
Go ahead, man.
On climate change,
yeah,
CO2 numbers higher than any recordable information from the planet based on the ice core gases.
I'm glad you brought that up because we actually do know the pattern of CO2 by looking at ice cores.
Get out of there, please. And, I mean, the numbers are significantly higher than anything that we've been able to find. And fortunately, we made those studies earlier on because the ice is rapidly disappearing.
Yeah, see, once the ice is gone, you can always deny the climate change. Sorry, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can't prove anything now.
Yeah, what the heck?
You know, that's my big point. I
No, it's a good point. It's really a good point.
You know, Michael was making good points as well and seemed a little more approachable this time. Sometimes he's a little more strident.
Well, he's a contrarian by nature, I think.
Well, we wouldn't know anybody like that.
No, certainly not. No.
I think that this is a big topic and one that is deserving of some of your efforts, maybe not during pledge drive.
Well, that's a point. You know, we could do this some other time when we're really serious.
Well, and
serious.
A light touch is also useful, but...
I'm gonna free you from the phone, but I do want to thank you for making a point that really is very important. We have objective evidence of the fact of CO2 increasing in the atmosphere.
Okay.
And thanks a lot, man.
Appreciate it.
All right. You know, I have to really right now, seriously, folks. Don't despair. We're there, and we're with you, and we think you are with us, and we really, really, right now, have to ask you for money, because there ain't no other way to do this. So, won't you, if you have not yet, and if you want to make us richer, give us more money, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
We've got a little less than 5 minutes left in this program, and that's plenty of time for all of you who are wavering, who are thinking about making a contribution, to just come on over to the bright side of the force. You can do it. Come on.
Yeah, and just think what would be replacing this would be some kind of nonprofit of the right.
Oh, good
Lord. Or some new sports program.
Is there such a thing as a nonprofit of the right? I don't know.
And so we want to give you the last opportunity this hour to give us a call.
Don't miss this opportunity,
become
folks.
Become a member. And in fact, there's somebody headed this way to talk to you, Joe. She's bringing her membership down, and she's got a message she wants to...
No guns.
She wants to deliver
personally.
No bows
and arrows. No knives.
I can't say what she's bringing other than cash. But she's coming to 20 Southeast Burnside, Southeast 8th,
off
Burnside.
Off of Burnside.
Of Burnside. And others might want to call 877-500-5266. I think Dave was the guy. Ben. There's a gentleman named Ben that thinks I'm pretty cool. Thank you, Ben. I think you're pretty cool, too, because you renewed your membership
today.
Well,
I think you're pretty cool, too.
Oh, I think you're cool, too,
Joe.
Oh,
gee.
Well, this
lots
is
of
all
love,
just
lots of love.
Nauseating.
And as family is prone to do, we want to encourage you to give us a call. Call home, 877-500-5266. Come on home, join the family, become a KBOO member. This is our winter pledge drive. This is our opportunity in the winter to say, join us. Keep warm with KBOO.
Yes, we are the mothership. Come to us. All right, 877-500-5266.
877-500-5266. It's amazing what we do here with only 6 staff, over 500 volunteers, over 4,500 members, over 45,000 listeners. So why haven't you all called 877-500-5266 to become a member? Why is that?
Why is that?
You're probably waiting for a phone line to open. One just opened. So now you can speak.
Now, do it. Make the move.
You can do it. 877-500-5266. It is always a pleasure pitching for the Joe and Abe Show.
Really?
I'm always entertained. I'm always kept awake.
Oh, my.
I always learn something. I always learn something from listening to your programs. I thank you, gentlemen. Profusely.
Wow. Well, likewise, Joanne, your show is particularly edifying.
I the last time you were on the air, you were there with, what's his name, with the hat.
Oh, yeah, Greg Palast.
Yeah, Greg Palast.
Yeah. He was fabulous. With the hat.
With the hat. The guy with the hat.
We love Greg Palast, and we love you. Give us a call at 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm. Have a
Please make a contribution today.
Thanks, everyone, for your calls, for your contributions. We'll be back at you next week.
877-500-5266. It's
real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor a talk, Struggling to Win, Chilean Anarchists Building Popular Power. The talk by three Chilean anarchist organizers is on Wednesday, February 19th at 7 p.m. at PCC Cascade Campus in the Terrell Hall Building in room 122. Terrell Hall is located at North Jessup and Kirby Streets. This event is brought to you by the Institute for Anarchist Studies, the Hell of 503 Collective, and Portland Central America Solidarity Committee, and is hosted by PCC's Q Club. That's Struggling to Win, Chilean Anarchists Building Popular Power, Wednesday, February 19th at PCC Cascades Terrell Hall, room 122. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. It's 9 o'clock. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the League of Women Voters of Portland, whose series on government in our daily lives provides local and state speakers. The February 11th event will focus on agriculture and food production in practice, in the economy, and in the government. Information at lwvpdx.org. And by Redirect Guide, committing to promoting progressive regional businesses based upon the values of sustainability, localism, and social justice. Complete business directory and resource guide at redirectguide.com. Here's what's coming up this morning on KBOO. Beginning now until 4, it's KBOO's all-day special, The Day We Fight Back Against NSA Surveillance. KBOO devotes the full day to a special day of programming on the People's Movement to Take Back the Internet. First, KBOO's Jenka Soderberg speaks with Matthew Kellegrew of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. At 9:30, we hear from Portland coder Thomas Schreiber about private social networking software and crypto parties. At 10, KBOO's Chris Andre speaks with Trevor Tim of the Freedom of the Press Foundation about encryption, cryptography, and how to keep your information safe in the age of mass surveillance. At 10:30, we hear a talk by internet activist Jacob Applebaum about the depth of NSA involvement in the governance of the internet. At noon, we hear speakers from the memorial of the late internet activist Aaron Swartz. Tune in all day to hear practical steps you can take to protect your online presence and ideas on how to get involved in the fight to take back the internet.
Revelations that have emerged in the past few months from whistleblower Edward Snowden and others
have painted a disturbing picture of widespread, suspicionless surveillance of American citizens.
We got a wake-up call just recently. NSA snooping includes the interception and collection of call detail records and internet traffic,
including audio, video, photographs, documents, chat logs, and emails.
Every American is at risk for getting caught up in the NSA dragnet,
including average citizens not suspected of a crime.
We have also learned of the large-scale collaboration with telecom giants, internet companies, and service providers.
Some concerned email providers have chosen to shut their doors rather than cave to government subpoenas to hand over their users' data.
We've been misled.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
We've seen this story before.
We've had too much secrecy in this country. It has corrupted the government.
And we decided it was wrong.
It was wrong then, and it's wrong now.
This is a fearful situation. The American people, one of the basic rights is the right to privacy.
Unrestrained, illegal, secret intimidation and harassment of the essential ability of Americans to participate freely in American political life shall never happen again.
Nixon's crimes predated widespread internet use by decades.
The tools for surveillance have never been more powerful, and the threat to our civil liberties has never been greater.
Edward Snowden was not the first. I represent six NSA whistleblowers who are being charged with espionage for telling the truth.
We truly, as a nation, are at a crossroads.
I became aware they were sweeping up everybody's data indiscriminately.
What I was eyewitness to was the subversion of the Constitution. And that was when the hair on the back of my neck went up. And so I became a whistleblower.
This is our information.
This is our information.
This is our information.
This is our information.
It is the digital archive of our lives.
Texts of our chats with our families.
The backbone of everything that we care for, our humanitarian causes and things that we fight for.
It is everything you use the internet for.
History tells us we need to watch the watchers.
And in the surveillance state, democracy itself is dead.
It makes a mockery of our system of government, which is based on the notion of independent branches of government, including a fourth estate, the press.
A free society should not have secret laws.
It doesn't have to present this false trade-off between security or privacy.
We need to bring NSA activity from the shadows into the light of day.
We need to end mass suspicionless surveillance.
Today is the day we fight back against mass surveillance by the National Security Agency. My name is Jenka Soderberg. I'm live here in